cats.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So happy to be here with all of you. It seems like the day just isn't the same unless we have a show scheduled. And I think that's because of all of you, those of you who are joining us on Facebook. Well, let's put it there. As our regular Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, and those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, those who we hear from literally from around the world. We know you're out there listening too, because they give us this little graph and we can see where people are tuned in. So it's a pleasure to have all of you. And you know, I got to tell you, the sizzling weather is getting to be a bit much. I don't know about you guys, but usually by now we're acclimated, but we had a beautiful June.
You know that we've actually, June was way below normal. Even these temperatures, they're a tiny bit below normal.
No, but we are not.
Because June was so mild.
Yeah, June was
I think
beautiful.
Maybe one day in June at 90. Maybe.
So we're a bunch of crybabies out here. It's
no, they're all hitting 90.
Yeah, it's
now.
Humid. It's.
But it's like normal. See, like I said, even the other day I watched the morning news because when I get up, go to work and stuff because traffic's the number one reason.
Thank you.
Always show you, oh, today's high. This is what it's supposed to be. This is what the high was. Here's the average.
Yeah.
Here's the record high, the record low. And it's like, yeah, we're just a. We're still a tiny bit, like a couple degrees below normal, so we are bitching and we shouldn't be.
You know, and what I miss from back home up north in Minnesota is that when we would get a great big rainstorm like we had this afternoon, it was so cool. Ah.
Well, a lot of times they typically last an eternity. You don't get that 40-minute thing usually in Duluth.
What's a 40-minute thing?
Like here, that we get a rain, sometimes it's 30 to 40 minutes, if that even. In Duluth, a lot of times it's all day.
Yeah, but once it passed
cold
through,
all, day.
All that humidity and whatever would have passed
through. Well, while it's raining, it's already cold.
Yeah. And Terry Sue is saying that where she's at in the UK, with I believe it's London, no, England, sorry, she's at Worcestershire. Am I saying it right? Like Worcestershire sod, or is it Worcestershire? I don't know. Anyway, she says it's like autumn there.
She can't really type that answer now.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, folks, I want to remind everybody, I'm using ordinary playing cards for your reading. And I want to make this distinction so that you don't confuse it with tarot or oracle cards or any other systems that are out there. And I know it's out, they're all out there, and many of them are awesome, but I just stick with this one. I really have not looked at any others. I love to get tarot readings, though, and I often use the excuse that I'm doing a market study to qualify me paying others for readings. But it's just for me to check in with tarot, and I love it. To me, it's a beautiful, all-encompassing type of philosophy for your life, where personal prophecy is going to be a lot more literal and a lot more of the moment for you. So there's a big difference there. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for everyone's reading. I prefer it this way. I know some just go shh like that and reel off a couple of cards, 3, 4, 5, whatever their preference is. I prefer the full layout. This is what I use with my clients in private and with the show. So those of you on Facebook, you're getting to see how it's done. I just prefer this because it gives me a much more in-depth look at who you are and what your life is about as we're living from day to day. So I prefer it that way. And so give me a moment or two. Give me a moment or two for me to be able to lay out your cards and give them a, you know, quick look. So I am now going to turn this over to Mr. Excitement himself, Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, 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 everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I also want to remind all you folks in Radio Land and Facebook Land, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. Tonight, we will now to several folks. We have Terry Sue in the UK. We have Joanne that's in Newfoundland, good old Canada. And then we have somebody else was rolling in here. I think we have David, Laura here from Canada also. Rachel from the Land Down Under in Australia. And last but not least, David is here from Canada.
Wonderful to have you all. And I'm going to let Jimbo continue with his.
And anytime you show up, just let us know, especially if you're a new person.
Yeah.
And we don't know where you're from. A lot of the folks that are here every day for weeks and weeks, we know. But not.
We aren't ignoring our own countrymen and women. We just think that anybody that's willing to stay up till, you know, a god-awful hour after midnight to watch our show or even participate in it, feel you deserve a little extra acknowledgement.
Okay. Yeah, and it's nice. That's what the internet brings. It brings you that international abilities. It's cool. All right. Let's see. Let's do the technical stuff. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, you'll get a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's what's happening for you folks that are listening right now on hold. You're listening to the show. And when you're in a queue, we see you. It's all good. If you hear nothing ever, that's a problem. Should always hear either hold music or the show. You know, if it's absolute silence, something went wrong, just hang up, call again. That usually fixes it. Facebookers, we will try to turn to you folks. I think right now we're dipped under because it rained and it's 7 o'clock here Eastern time. I think it's like in the upper 80s right now. So it dropped below the 90 mark. Fahrenheit, of course. Facebookers will try to turn to you folks, obviously, that's geared toward the international crowd that cannot pick up a phone and call into that number because they are not filthy rich. And even if you're filthy rich, I don't think I'd still have an international plan if I hardly ever used it myself. But anyway, we will turn to you. We can't tell you, we can't nail you down a time, not even a time frame. So you just got to wait and be ready. And we'll ask you to do an audio or video message for Deborah Lee. That's the best thing. And we get none of that. We'll take a couple pipe questions maybe, but then we'll go back to the phone line. So that's the deal. And the big picture is we're trying to make sure we get as many folks readings as possible. We want to linger, which means when you hear the harps, that means your reading has come to a conclusion and end. Please respect it. I know people sometimes are just hearing some last minute really holy crap information, but just let it go. It's a free reading.
They're dying to know what your temperature is.
I just said it like 3 minutes
ago.
What'd
you say?
I said it's probably dipped into the upper 80s now after the. Here I am. I'll repeat that for everybody that didn't hear it. Well, I guess, wait, that's just them
no,
that didn't hear.
No, they were tricking you. They wanted to know your body temperature. They wanted
typically
you to
98
say.
They want me to sing Foreigner, Hot Blooded. Is that what they're looking for? Check it and see. I got a fever of 103.
Come on, baby. Is that all you do is dance?
Well, baby, do you do more than dance?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I'm hot blooded. All right. So harps, That means STFU, if you folks that remember all those little symbols you do in chat rooms back in the day and text now, please respect it. Enjoy the free reading you got. And
yeah.
And before you go, though, since there are the Harps Angels synonymous thing, we're going to give you a single angel card before you depart. And that's tonight. It shall be the healing angel card. So there's a little bit of a healing theme, sort of, kind of. And it's angel cards, so it's very positive. You know, there's no rebel cards like yesterday that says, quit whining, you big baby, and stuff like that. So it'll be messages of happiness. It will. All right, let's do those things.
Catherine, it's called Debonese. That's what I speak, Debonese. I don't think you have a language.
What?
Never mind. Never mind.
I don't have my own language. That's a true statement. I don't. Sounds like a pain in the ass to make up your own language. But all right, let's do this. Let's rock and roll out to 630. I believe that is in Illinois. 630, welcome to the show. You're calling
everyone. Hello, and who are we speaking to?
Hey, this is Lisa. I spoke to you guys a while back.
You know what, Lisa? I do remember that.
Welcome back.
Yeah, tell us how things are going.
I kind of remember the area code, not the name.
Oh, okay. I'm just kind of upset. Need your help with something. Yeah, so I had a problem in my condo building. This has been going on now. I've had, within 4.5 years, 3 roof leaks. And so, you know, there was this huge storm, and that was in the Midwest like 2 weeks ago, where it was like raining 12 hours a day. And I think it was like July 4th weekend. And so now I think it's like from that, or it could have been another week ago, there was another heavy rain. And I just can't deal with this anymore. I really need to move from here, but I need to get this fixed. Now, the condo's already fixed it.
Yeah, you're in a condo.
Huh? Yes.
You're in a condo.
Yeah, they keep on fixing it. Like, it's different places, though. We need a new roof. They won't get it. I don't think they care, because it's like my unit. You know, the one next door to me had 3 leaks in the past in 20 years. This is within 5 years. Now it's about 15 years old, the roof. I know they're just going to fix it, and they're not going to do anything further. And I'm just going to have another leak. I can't deal with this anymore. So I need to get it fixed and then move. And I wonder what you see with that.
Absolutely. Nothing is going to make you more crazy than something that they try to apply some fix to, and it isn't helping.
They fix it, but then there's another place. Like, the whole roof is not good. Like, they fixed it in the different locations, and it worked. And every time they fix it, it works. But then somewhere else, the whole roof wasn't put on good, and especially probably in my area. And I know they're just very cheap.
Yeah.
They're very cheap in this building. They don't want to fix anything. Like,
when
something happens, they don't fix things. Like, they just let it go until they have to. So, I mean, I know they're going to fix it. They have to. They're responsible for that.
Right.
And then I have to get it painted, and then they pay for that. But I'm just wondering, do you think it'll be a fast process, and do you think I can find something? Because I literally can't live through this another few years, you know?
You don't have to tell me. I completely understand. Now, how
I've been here 9 years, and it's just I can't, you know, the way they keep the building, the way they do things, it's just I deserve so much better than this.
You pay dues, don't you, to your homeowners association?
Yes.
Or whatever they call it. Yeah, well, what do they do? Take a vote if the place needs a new roof or, you know, what is your...
Well, no, I just think that they're going to do it at like 20 years, like it's been 15 years. And if they see it's only my problem, it's better to just fix my unit than have the whole roof replaced 5 years early. That's what I'm saying. I just know that they won't, even if I suggest it. They're just going to say that this is normal and these things happen. That's just how they are, and that's how they are with other things in the building. You know, it's just the place isn't kept properly, and they do things when they have to. So I know that they won't replace the whole roof. They will fix my unit. I mean, they have to, you know, where the roof leak is. But I want to get this done, and then
of course you do. I'm going to tell you an experience I had as a manager of 60 units like yours many years ago, and the property owner was very reluctant to do any repairs. We have big storms that were coming through, and one of those storms on the end, that these people had an end unit, and it affected two of those, and I think there was a third. The ceiling collapsed from the leaks.
Yeah, that will happen sometimes. An old house.
And, no,
yeah, well,
brand
this is, yeah, but I mean, this is just like it's a little brown spot. It's
yep.
nothing bigger.
It's like 82, 83, but I'm saying that's
different
when
materials.
They were only 3 years old.
No, but I'm just saying that, yeah, the roof collapsed because they were.
Well, I'm just saying, what do you see then? Do you see me finding something? Because I can't stay here long term. I mean, they have to fix this. So I'm not concerned about that. But do you think that they'll. I think I'll get it fixed right away. I mean, because they have to, right?
Well,
you don't see a problem with that, do you?
Yes, I see that they're going to just continue more of the same. But if you become...
Fix it and then paint my place for a $900. I have to have the ceiling repainted and just continue with the same old thing, right?
Well, what your cards are showing is you're going to have to threaten legal action. And we had another lady in California who had to do this over. She had a water leak under her condo, and she was on the main floor.
But they're going to fix it, so why would I have to threaten any legal action?
Because I don't think they're going to fix it to your satisfaction.
Because if you're sick of it, if you're okay with the piecemeal, that's what you're going to get. If you want,
I can't. Legal action is not going to help. It's not going to make them get a whole new roof for the whole thing. They're not going to do it for the place yet. So
well,
I need to leave.
That's not going
to
happen.
And I want them to, you know, they'll fix this. I'll just do the piecemeal where they fix the problem. I'm going to ask them to get a new roof. I'm sure they won't, even though it's been the third time for my unit. And then if they don't get the new thing, there's nothing that I'm not going to file like a legal thing because there's really, I can't make them get a whole new roof if they fix it and then they pay for the, you know, painting of it inside the ceiling area or whatever. And hopefully maybe I wouldn't even just have to have that area touched up. I don't know, but they'd have to pay for that. But after that, do you think that, how long do you think it would take for me to find a good place? Because I really don't want to stay here long term.
If you're able to move as soon as possible, I would suggest you do that.
So I was going to do the cards.
Because there's going to be damage.
I need to do it.
Yeah, I think you're going to find somewhere better. Now, one thing that I try to stress to people is that when you're in a situation that systematically is deteriorating, as this one is, it is actually the future calling to you and saying, time to move on.
Oh, yeah.
Time to
move on. That's what I thought this morning when I saw this leak. I was, you know, I was looking for the last 2 weeks. And I said, this is it. It's time to move on. And I think that the building itself is going to have major problems in other ways, structurally, everything. And then I better just get out now for my own sake. And
that's right.
Actually, I might be the lucky one.
That's
honey,
right.
That's your best move.
Get off the sinking ship while your feet are still dry. Don't wait too long.
But do you think I can find something? I mean, I've got to find another condo. And it's, like, really hard right now because, you know, like, once I get this fixed, then I can, like, you know, put it on the market. After I find something, I first have to find something. I've got to find somewhere to move. And I'm not going to rent.
It's going to happen sooner than you think, from my estimation, from my perception of your cards. Because what's going to happen is if that ceiling, let's say the roof does cave in, they're going to become real, what do you call them, jerkwads?
I don't know where you're going.
I mean, you're going to have to vacate. And
But I don't think my roof is going to cave in. I mean, it's a little area that they're going to have to repair, I think, you know?
Yeah, and I can explain what after the in between callers, I'll talk about what happened with you.
Yeah.
It's because what happened
But
in
how
my-
long? But, yeah, but I mean, I think they're going to just do the same thing. They'll fix it in this new location like they did the others, but they're not going to get it for the whole place, the new roof. So how long do you think it will take for me to find a property once it gets fixed? Because I'm not waiting another year. It's like once a year situation.
Honey, it's going to be very quick because you're being led. And one door is going to open to the next door, and you're going to look back and be so happy when this is all
okay.
these Yes, have some faith.
But I wonder why God would do this to me, though, because it's like other units a while ago. Like, he had three leaks over the course of
Even though it may seem like it's a lot of bad things happening to you, maybe it's a lot of good things that are prompting you to get the hell out of there.
Yes, good
before
thing.
The place falls apart even worse.
But why would it be my unit when there's eight units on this top floor?
Hey, you know what? You better sit down and have a little chit-chat with God. I don't know.
I think it's because you are being called to a higher purpose.
You might have a little grace, a little extra grace up there in the big sky.
And you are needed elsewhere.
Yeah, because they could have major problems down the line in the building and end up like with a $20,000 assessment because they let things go for other things like cracks that they're not fixing and things
absolutely.
Like that on the third floor. They're not fixing all kinds of things that they should because, well, for my thing, they have to, but the other things can wait, they said. You know what I mean?
So how many floors is your condo? Is it just three and you're on the third?
Three. Yeah, I'm on the top, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I probably would have stayed here if it wasn't the top floor. You know what I mean? I probably, you know, it wouldn't have led me to, like, you know, do this. But, you know, because of the situation, it's just not going to resolve. And, you know, I mean, I'll get it fixed. They have to do it right away, and that's it. And then... I don't know. Like, how long do you think it might take for me to find something?
Well, it depends
on how fast you're able to get that work done.
That place ready to sell.
Yes, and I think that the place is going to sell very quickly.
So you might want to start looking now.
Yeah, thank you. You're doing a nice job of filling in the blanks.
You think my place is going to sell quickly?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I think what you've got is a very, very lovely condo. And there are people, I think they're already looking. My perception or my intuition is that there is a couple out there, they're looking already to find a place. I think that you could be somewhere else by the 1st of October.
Holy sheep.
Well, I don't think so. They have to fix this, and then I have to find something, then I have to sell. I have to do it in that order. So once this is fixed, then I can get it painted, you know, just the ceiling. And then I can you know, start looking again for a property. But I'll tell you the truth. I looked for about a year and a half, and I haven't found anything. I have been looking before this.
Well, but now, maybe now when you look again, all of a sudden you'll see, oh, my God, there's a gem. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Must have faith. All right, real quick, here is your healing card from it's Archangel Metatron. He is speaking.
Okay.
He says, I am your link between heaven and earth, between your humanity and your divinity. I am here to help you heal the conflict that exists between your heart and your mind. Feel me in your heart and thoughts. Through oneness, there is love. So, like I say, a lot of times these cards have nothing to do with your question, but because we are humans and we have a lot of things going on in our lives, so we must remember. Sometimes they do, though. Sometimes they don't. This is talking about love in the heart and the mind, so I don't know that that has anything to do with condo repliques. So, but, you know. But Metatron, hey, you got an archangel. None of these healing cards don't have that. So that was a good one.
Well, I do agree with what you said. I think it happens for a reason, all this stuff, and that.
Sure.
I might be the lucky one in the building that doesn't happen anymore because other people don't care and they don't fix things and you know the building's gonna just go to pot.
Right, and you kind of thinking like God, I got all the every year. It's like, well, actually, that's actually ultimately gonna do you a favor and make you do what you might not have done and gotten the hell out of there. So.
Right, and it's like you know. This problem, it's separate other people's in the building, you know, all the things that they don't do. We're not talking about just the roof. They just, you know, in general, don't keep the building up. They don't do things. They don't get it cleaned properly. They don't want to hire housekeeping staff because they're cheap. They're just totally cheap. And, you know, buildings end up going eventually when you don't take care of them properly.
Well,
and you just do things.
Right. And look what happened in Surfside, Florida. They weren't taking care of that building either. Of course, that was many, many stories.
Yeah, it's a whole different
ballgame.
It's an example.
Yeah.
I She's still here. I put her on mute a little bit because we're getting some more calls coming in, so we got to start attacking the list.
All right.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome to call back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to wait forever. You don't have to wait forever.
The cards are saying you can move quickly. It doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah.
When she said how long would it take?
That's the thing.
Well, I said it could be by the 1st of October.
Sure.
Because
you were under the gun.
Well, if the cards are indicating
soon.
This could happen, this could be a very quick evolution.
And it's a relative term, soon. So you should never ask for an exact figure on anything.
Yeah.
Because like I said, if she could come up with actual figures and numbers like that, we'd be winning the lottery tonight. We would. Because the Mega Millions and the Powerball are all jacked up this week. All of them.
Everybody's looking for their...
What?
They're welcome from you. It's not the same without you.
Oh, Suzanne, international shout out to Suzanne in the UK. That's the only international folk I saw coming that did not get a welcome to.
No, you got Rachel on everybody.
I talked to Rachel already before the show started.
You're smart with me, mister.
Well, if you're going to call me out for being negligent, I'm lost.
It's Saturday night.
I'm gonna jack that shit right back at you and say, I covered Rachel at the beginning.
We can rumble on a Saturday night.
Rachel's been covered. We already talked about Glenn Dunander on the other side of the world. Yes.
Hi, Stacey. You are coming through as a new Facebook account. If you're new to Facebook, very nice to have you. And if you are,
if you're a potential scammer, you don't want to be here.
You're gonna get booted.
You don't want to be here. Trust me. Run, run if you're a scammer. If you're not, we're not saying you are, but if you are, get the hell out of Dodge. If you're not, cool. Hey, hang out. You're gonna like it. Have a good time. Blah blah. All right. Hurry code. 203, which is in Connecticut. 203, welcome.
Let's get ready to rumble. Okay.
Yeah, that was. Yes.
Pat and Chan.
Hi, Pat and Chan.
Hi. Hi.
How are you doing there?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks. Today was a pretty good day. I want to see what you, just anything you have about Sam the mechanic. And, you know, I mean, I really don't think there's going to be a love relationship. So I'm looking for, you know, possible work with him, what kind of friendship, how often I'd see him, whatever. And then I want to ask you, you had talked about the woman that I knew previously that, I got to be really careful with her putting her energy towards me and creating some kind of damage. Is it her or is it the woman in my apartment? Because you said, you know, maybe she might do something like put sugar in my gas tank. Or I sort of had these feelings.
No,
I
think it's from that family. Okay. And remember, they basically abandoned you.
Yeah.
They were weird.
I'm just saying that if she were to come back in your life, you should be like Switzerland and just...
You should not re-embrace
her.
Because obviously there's some dysfunction there that you don't need to be part of.
I think maybe some mental...
Yeah, there's dysfunctions in mental stability.
The word I keep hearing, big ass, schizophrenia.
So if they come knocking on your door again, you might want to just be like pleasant, like you would a stranger on the street. Oh, I hope everything's going great, but I got to go.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm really glad you said that because I've had a bit of an attitude of when I see her at the store. So next time I will just distantly say hello. So thank you for that.
Just like somebody maybe that you knew, not even a really good and haven't seen her for a while. Hey, I'm glad to see you. I hope you're doing great. Funny to bump into you. Maybe we'll bump into each other again. Gotta go.
I think so. The winning move is not to play with her.
Right. Yes.
All right.
Nothing good will come of it.
No, and I think I get the feeling she's off her medication, which makes a big difference with those that suffer with that.
Okay.
And I'm
saying.
From family friends and that sort of thing, I'm going to tell you about Sam. There is a woman, a female around him, but they don't get along. I think the relationship is over. Kind of looks like she's suing him. Okay.
Is this, I don't know if it's wife or ex-wife, but she has problems.
Yeah.
And it kind of broke his heart, I imagine.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, he feels really bad. She is, it's like deconstructing this man. I don't know how else to put it. It's like she just is relentless. And I feel there's a legal case here of some sort. They didn't have any children, did they? Together?
Well, he's got three kids. Do you think this is the wife?
This could be a child support issue from what I see. And he's really sorry. There's sorrow on his part because I don't know. This woman, she's kind of a monster, if you know what I mean. He does have problems with her, yeah. But I wanted to ask the cards about him and you, and until he really gets that under control, I don't think he can
focus.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. But I want to give you the good news in your cards.
Good news.
Okay.
You are going to start doing some kind of work here that is amazing for you. I mean, if these were in my cards, I'd be saying, okay, things are going to start happening and they're good. They're all good. So have you gone back to your painting at all?
Every day I try to get, but I will get to it tonight. You know what? It's all that tiredness, but I'm actually getting better. I was hit today with some good energy. I don't know where that came from, but I hope that keeps coming. And yeah, I want to get back to it, finish the painting that I'm working on. Absolutely.
You know, there is a big market. I know that you do painting of animals. And from what I know, there's one heck of a big market for people who lost their fur baby and would love to have some kind of beautiful portrait made. Or maybe even the baby, they still have their dog. But it's a big industry. And you do such beautiful work. You could actually go to shows and, you know, whatever they call them, expos.
Yeah.
And you could sell your work.
Yeah. I got to get it together. I'm trying to work with someone on my Instagram page. And, yeah, that's next. Thank you.
Well, and remember, it's one step at a time. You can't.
Yeah.
Years ago, I studied with a group. They're gone now, I'm pretty sure. It was called Total Success. And they used to say, when you've got a big job or a task of a big goal in front of you, think of it as one of those great big long salamis. Now, I can't tackle the whole salami, but take a little slice a little piece off and then slice another one. And eventually you'll have eaten that whole salami.
I'm not on Facebook right now. Jimbo's face. What is he doing?
He was, what were you doing? He looked, there's got to be flabbergasted. Was that a word?
I wasn't watching myself.
Gobsmacked.
Right.
I know that's a word.
That.
What does that mean?
I knew
people.
I knew he'd be reacting. Can I just tell you, Sam came over and we worked on the selling the car to him, my Subaru, and taking me, you know, just filling out stuff. I'm giving it to him. I'm not selling it because he's just been so great to me. It was, oh my God, it was just, again, so touching. He was talking about business and all the things he's done. And I still have to tell you this amazing story. Oh my God, it's something that he saw in his life. Anyway, it just, I don't know. And he's really smart. I'm realizing he's incredibly do-it-yourself guy.
Well, I'm not discounting that you two could have a fantastic, we'll call it a romantic interlude. Oh, yeah. And we probably need to get his ashes off after everything he's been through.
What does that mean, too?
What was that?
Not what that means. Where does that
come
from?
You know what that means.
I know what it means, but where did it come from?
Yeah, where
I sure need some ashes hauled. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I think it's very old.
Well, obviously it's old, yeah. But I don't know how it has to do with sex. But anyway, go ahead.
It does.
Oh, I know it does.
Yeah.
But I don't know how somebody made that connection.
So,
I have
you
some
know,
ashes to be hauled. Would you blow me?
I just worry from your cards that you would fall more in love with him. And if you were to be able to see this as an isolated, like rendezvous with him, interlude, but that would be the extent of it. It would just be, I don't know. People know.
That makes sense. That makes
yeah.
sense. He's, you know, he was talking about his life.
Yeah.
Will I do some work with him?
Oh,
can he help me with
this? Absolutely. And I also want to mention your cards are showing that through your Instagram and other things you might put online, you are going to sell your paintings.
Thank you.
Around the world. I mean, I see this becoming a global thing for you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's,
thank you.
It's your future. It
I just want to say when we were talking, he was talking about his life and this and that and so on and how you can't trust people and everything, mechanics and so on. Then he said, I think he's only 58. He said, you know, he can't find a wife. So he wants to find a wife. Clearly, he wasn't saying, I want you for a wife. He was talking to me as a friend. But,
oh,
you know, honestly,
yeah.
I pray that he does
that.
Huh?
Oh, that. People have a way. Oh, okay, help me out, people. What am I trying to say? They will drop into conversation something that is like a little seed, where he is telling you something important, and it could happen, you know, where the two of you find a future together. The cards don't rule it out. Absolutely,
okay.
They don't. But Kim,
I
for
can't
him, he mentioned that to you.
Yeah.
It's like a little gate is opening.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm just so touched by him. And honestly, I can't believe my feelings. Every time there's, you know, an interaction with him, it all floods back. And honestly, I think it's like past life or something. It's amazing. Or it's just been 30 years of selfish.
Yeah, and you know, if we all would take time to look at the people that come into our life and those that leave our lives, they come for a reason. And they depart for a reason. I just want you to know that he isn't there just for ridiculous, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very grateful.
Sure. But stay away from that one, that girl. I feel bad for her, but she's bad news for you. So leave her alone.
That message is so important to me. It even made me reflect on my tendency to, you know, let people know I'm pissed at them. I need to stop that. That doesn't help me. So thank you. That's really invaluable.
Yeah, we have to be insightful about those we can help and those who need to go and get help for themselves. And that girl needs to get back on her medication and keep up with her therapy, is what I'm saying. All right. So Kimbo, Pat, he's got a great card for you.
Okay.
How do you know?
Thank you.
Oh, because I've been playing with it for the last 5 freaking minutes.
You shouldn't play with our, you know, educational tools.
That's 3. Cool.
Yeah, well, actually, that's 4 because there was one about 5 minutes ago.
Oh,
real
okay.
quick. Archangel Uriel. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. This is a union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind. Unite in harmonious balance.
Wow. Unite in harmonious balance. There you go.
Thank you both so much. Oh, listen, thank you so much for that birthday reading. That was just lovely.
Oh, you're so welcome. You are so welcome. I've done those for years. Yeah.
Well, that's a special thing that you do. I was very lucky to get one. Thank you. Love you guys. Have a good night.
Love you too. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Let's do this.
We have a wild bunch on Facebook right now. If any of you are sitting at home and you know how Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week, you need to hop in there. Psychic Love Doctor Show chat runs while we are streaming live. But you got to get in there. It is wild. I mean, we're talking wild.
All right, Facebookers, we've opened the door. Please messenger Deborah Lee. Now do an audio or video. It's going to be the best thing ever. If you go type, it's going to blow goats. It's going to fuck the big one. It's going to puke. It's going to be a fart that you can never get rid of the smell from. The type sucks. It does.
He's in a mood tonight.
It does. It sucks. Because then as soon as you see their question, then you have a question. But it's like, oh, there's that type delay.
The lovely Joanne.
From Newfoundland International.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hello there. Hello.
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 Hi. How's life treating you?
Good. Just turning up the volume here as well. Good. It's warm here in Newfoundland today, which is unusual.
I saw your secret place. It's beautiful.
Yeah, since someone's been out there a couple years ago, they bought a house down by the ocean about an hour outside of town. So they invited me out and someone picked me up to bring me up. So I love that because I'm usually always the driver and the responsible one. So
yeah.
I made sure I bought a few wobbly pups to take out with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Gotcha.
How are you guys?
Well, we're okay. We're
living the dream.
But you never said what kind of dream.
Yeah, I never said, Jim.
What
kind of dream are you living?
Kind of dream? A dream that sometimes if you sneeze real hard, it turns into a nightmare. Right on that edge of that fence.
I hope you have better dreams.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Saturday night, so I'm automatically cool with that.
Isn't there a song?
Saturday. What? There's a million
Saturday night
songs.
Saturday night.
There's a thousand.
I ain't got no money.
There's a billion Saturday night.
That's my song tonight.
There's a ton of them. You don't want to waste her time.
Boy,
with
I'm feeling it too. You know, it's funny how money comes and money goes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So what can I look at for you, my love?
So I'm feeling very thankful right now because mom has healed really well. She's had some health complications.
Good.
She was well enough to go out with around the bay with dad today, about 3-hour drive. She keeps up her father's house. So they're going there to turn on the water and kind of open it up for the season. So I'm so glad and happy, make my heart happy to see her excited to get ready for that. I am going to Vegas on July 31st.
Wow, yeah.
Right, to play in my pool tournament. And I'm extending the trip a bit as well. So we'll see what happens. I'm wondering if my love interest, or my romantic interest, I should say, there, if Deshaun, is he going to meet me while I'm there? Or is he going to be like, nah.
Are you hearing from him?
A little bit, but not as much as I would like. He seems he's sitting on the fence on this one, I think.
Do you ever do video call where you...
We have. It seems to taper off a little bit from his side. I don't want to push him. That's not that type. I'm just kind of curious if he's going to... He's also the type to kind of like not say much and show up at the airport.
Oh,
you know, so,
yeah.
You know, it's not a big communicate, like, big time, you know, like through phones or whatever, I don't, you know, a lot of times, or in general.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, still waters run deep. And I like that. He's
right.
Probably somebody who contemplates and thinks a lot. And, you know, yeah. So I'm laying out your cards. Will your tournament with the pool games, will it be televised or recorded or streaming?
I think it's streamed somehow. I'm not sure how that works. Like, folks back here can see it.
Yeah.
It won't be televised, but streamed.
Well, I hope you let us know. We'll look for it.
Absolutely.
I should think we'd be able to find it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Oh, yeah. This guy's very interested in you. He is. He just has himself feeling very defeated. Too many miles. He hardly ever gets to see you. I think you need to get there and you need to, trying to think of a good way to...
Pack my yoga pants.
Yeah. Exactly. Wear your yoga pants. Yes.
You can never go wrong unless you are 700 pounds.
You need to pour a little sugar on him if you get my drift.
Well, yes. let's get all the euphemisms out of the way here.
That song is by Boom.
That would be Def Leppard.
That's what I was going to say.
Pour some sugar on me.
I think you need to
in the name of love.
Get there, remind him who you are, dazzle him.
Pour your sugar on me.
Yeah. And I really think that you're going to find him far more willing to even commit to some kind of relationship with you. He just feels right now, you know, he doesn't have a really big self, self.
Schnitzelgruben?
Yeah, no. Image. He doesn't think he's very much, all right? And so I think as much as you show him your feelings, I think he also talked himself out of it. So, but he's worthy. He is a dolphin, definitely worthy. Remember, like I've often said, maybe, I don't know if you've been here, but out here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, we are home to the largest naval base in the world. And the saying here among women is, there are many fish in the sea and very few dolphins. So you always want to make sure you've got yourself a dolphin. And
yes.
I believe you've got one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a woman in your cards who's extremely jealous
of
you.
And that's the mammal, the dolphin.
Yeah.
The one that breathes air, not the one that people catch and eat.
No, oh, the mahi mama.
Yeah, not that one.
There's a woman here.
Those are good.
And she, oh boy, do you know of anybody in, say, your immediate circle? Because I'm wondering if she's out there at the tournament.
I'm so happy-go-lucky. I may not even know her. But there's always people carrying jealousy, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you,
Are you jealous because, like, I'm close to a guy they like, or is it something different?
No, I think it's more of a personal thing, like how women get with each other. She has such low self-esteem that she's probably jealous of everybody, from what I see.
Could be. Yeah, that fits the profile of several people around the pool hall.
And you know what, though? You give them and pay them no mind. You just do...
Yeah.
Do your own brilliance and leave them in your dust, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's funny because when I went down last year, I went down on my own again, and I ended up meeting Deshaun, and he hung around me for a bit, and I'm sure that was the cause of the pull off. Who's that guy?
Oh, I'm sure.
Where'd she get him from? It was so funny.
Well, I think you're going to do well again, but as you get closer to your trip, we'll look at that more.
All right,
how you're going to do. One other thing, please make sure your mom is here, and she's really grateful that everything went well, but I feel as if she's got some gloominess in her. Like, she's feeling like, oh, let me see. It's like a feeling like she missed out a lot of things in life.
Oh, my goodness, did she ever. She had me when she was young. And, I mean, she's with Dad still, but I also wonder if they would have been better off if they had, you know, met other people.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. And
they're kind of molded into this, you know, toxic suffrage together at times.
Well, and it's, now that she's, recovered from what the surgery and all, I think your mother's thinking about wanting a new lease on life.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I think she wants to live. If you get out there and you ever were decide to move somewhere, this lady's going with you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She will. All right, Jim, what you got for our lovely Joanne?
All right, first of all, real quick, international shout-outs, kind of a belated one to Julie. That's in the UK. And Virgil, they just rolled in from the UK also.
Virgil and
welcome,
Julie.
Welcome. All right.
Woo-hoo.
For Joanne, the subject of her healing angel card is transformation.
There it is.
Through the great love that holds you in its embrace, you are moment by moment transforming to ever greater light, ever greater oneness, and ever greater wisdom. And that's a negative, ghostwriter, who's ever trying to do that. Never.
One final word to
never
you.
Messenger Depper Lee, unless
make
I tell
sure
you.
Make sure Deshaun is really a man you want. And I say this because once he gives his heart to you, it will totally devastate him. If you know what I'm saying.
And
I'll call one night and we can look at my ex's card first.
And sometimes I have noticed, without cards, I have noticed that a lot of women want things that are just hard to get, like it's a challenge, even though their heart may not really want it. It's like, ooh, that's elusive. I got to keep trying harder. Ooh, elusive. I got to keep trying harder.
A lot of times with married men.
Well, or just, who the hell is that?
Don't worry about it.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to join him.
But, yes, okay. All right. You guys have a wonderful night.
And you too.
Thank you very much.
And
we'll call again.
Yes, absolutely.
Good luck to you.
Take care. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye
you
now.
Too. Bye.
Alrighty. We shall go back to the show. Negative Julie.
Julie, just hold on.
No.
We have to first get back to our phone call.
Yeah.
No, she probably didn't hear us.
She's here, Julie. You only can messenger us when we open the door.
Yeah.
And that door is shut right now. If we had a – Facebook doesn't have a hold system, otherwise it'd be cool. Like our blog talk radio folks, there's a hold system. They call in, get in the queue.
Good night, Terry Sue.
Terry Sue. All right, yeah, but I'm sorry. If we had a cool hold system, it'd be great. But it's free software, so they don't care.
Catherine, where did that come from? Is that a song? Hunka,
hunka. A hunka, hunka, burn. That's Elvis. A hunka, hunka, burn in love. Hell yeah, it's Elvis. Elvis the pelvis.
Virgil probably can't see it, you know, but if that is pretty dang funny that she...
Hunka, hunka, burn in love. Yeah, that's definitely Elvis the pelvis. Yeah, hunka, she got
hunka,
it. She said it.
Burn
she
in
said
love.
It.
Yeah. Who said it?
Catherine just piped in, but yeah, I right away knew that one.
Right.
Phone lines.
Alrighty.
Through the phone lines we must go. Doing a Yoda. All right. We're going to go to 775. Who could it be now?
Yeah. Who's saying that? Oh, that was Men at Work.
Yes.
Who can it be now?
That was great. Yeah. Hello, 775. Are you there?
Hi, Jimbo and Deborah. This is Wendy from Rancho Cordova.
Yes,
welcome. You've been holding for an eternity.
Thank you,
that's
Wendy.
That's awesome. We had a whole bunch of people that got in before the show started. 5-6 people. So that's awesome.
Well, thank
but
you.
I know you have to be patient then. Go ahead.
As you know, I recently moved, and I know for a fact that I have AT&T gifted me a brand new rose gold Samsung 22 phone for an inconvenience. And I know that I've seen it in this room, but I haven't seen it I don't know. Maybe last time I saw it was May. And you know, I've had caregivers. I would hate to think that somebody took it, but do I still have it? My question, Deborah, is do I still have this brand new cell phone in a box in my bedroom, or is it gone?
Gone forever. That's good. You know, you get those every once in a while. Remember, you had the first one.
Yeah.
The first infamous one was the false teeth one.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? The other one was somebody's mom at the nursing home lost her glasses on the way to get
an appointment.
Get an appointment.
Well, there's been many in the past.
But those are the ones that stand out to me. Yeah, I mean, you've been doing this business for 1,000 years. Well, she's not that.
Okay. All right.
She's not Moses or anything like that. But
I try my best.
I guess he'd be way older than Moses.
I used to work with a pet detective, too. And no, it was not Ace Ventura.
Damn it. It needs to be Ace Ventura. Alrighty then.
The female here who was a client of mine for quite some time. And I would help her with the cards to find missing kitties and doggies, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Yes.
We tried to find a bird.
Those can be very expensive.
And very hard to find.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know that they could really go and disappear.
I think
usually people want to steal them.
I think it bought the farm.
Oh, you think it was, was it outside or something? Well, we'll take it from her.
You know, people put parrots outside, like on their porch.
What the hell would you do that for?
Don't you remember that guy near where your house was?
No.
Oh, he would put great big parrots up
there. You're asking for another predatory bird to come along, like, ooh, look at that little son of a bitch.
Or an eagle.
That's what I'm saying,
or
another predatory bird. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yes.
All right, I'm looking for Wendy now.
Or a predator that is like a fox or something like that. We get a lot of, we're starting to get like little pumas and little small Edom type people, animal cats around here that are not domesticated type things.
Well, and look what Terry Sue said. Her cats bring her mice.
Yeah, her cat.
But they're still alive.
Your house cat's typically not going to fuck with a parrot.
And
they'll peck the shit out of that thing. But anyway, international shout out. I have to back up a little bit. It's to Michelle. She's in the UK also.
Michelle
Harris. That's because we have a lot of Michelles. That's the only reason I threw the last name out.
Question for you.
Question.
Did you have the phone activated? Was it turned on?
Or is it in the box and you never used it?
I'm sorry, what was your question, Deborah?
The phone, was it like in a box? You never even activated or used it or anything?
Oh, it was in a box that it was brand new. I got it last year from AT&T, and it did survive the move. I've seen it in this room. I've held it in my hand. But I remember feeling a little concerned because people would be coming in and out being caregivers. So one time I stuck it between a couple of pillows, and I think did I put it somewhere, or was it stolen?
No, I'm not seeing it stolen. Okay,
so you still believe it is within the confines of her casa?
Yeah, and the thing is, people aren't generally going to pick up a phone, especially if it's activated.
It's not.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think she saw it after the move. It's there.
She's worried about that caregiver issue.
It's right here.
Well, good.
It's there.
Oh, yeah, I can see your concern because
you accidentally, from what I see,
I think it's in my bedroom somewhere because that's where I saw it. So it's in this bedroom?
I would not be surprised. It looks like it's in with some things, like in a box or a drawer.
A drawer.
Yeah, drawer. You're going to find it. You're going to find it.
Deborah, about when will I find this phone? It's a beautiful phone.
It's looking like it could be pretty soon.
Well, when do you decide? When do you feel like tearing apart your entire bedroom? That would help. Yeah.
Look at that. Rachel said grandmother's glasses were found.
Oh, that was Rachel. I couldn't remember who it was.
Yeah,
well, that's great.
She had asked for help with
that.
The
was
card.
The other one. See? So that thing is, the lost, there are so many subjects that you can ask about.
You can.
It doesn't have to be love and job.
No.
Those are important, moving.
Many years ago, I had detectives that would get a hold of me and ask me to do my cards to help them. They were looking, I remember one time they were looking for a beautiful black young lady that a man said he'd killed her, but they couldn't find her remains. And they, anyway, just,
yeah, big,
I got contacted.
Long story short thing, yep.
Yeah, and for you, you're going to find it, and you're going to think this is so silly where it was.
Yeah, you're probably so, right. So will I find it before the end of this month?
Well, I hope so for your sake, because otherwise these things can drive you crazy, wondering where it,
that's
I really
true.
Feel just more on it. You know, I don't think you have to do a, you know, a whole big
okay.
search. But
yeah.
Yeah.
That's the, a lot of times, if you just take a break from the search, say, you know what, I'll look for this another time. And all of a sudden, abracadabra, you find it.
We do.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, if you go on a mission and you start, like, tearing shit apart for some reason, that little bastard hides. It's almost like it has a mind of its own, the object you're looking for.
Rachel, we're going to have a good talk sometime, because I have a feeling you have a lot in terms of a very rich history working with your kids.
All right, Wendy,
go ahead.
Wendy, here is your healing angel card. The subject is heart song. What is your heart saying? Stop and listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth shines through from within your soul. Your truth is that which is eternal and unchanging. Your truth is love. All right, Wendy. Thank you so very
much. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both. I will. It's either got to be near some pillows, in a dresser drawer, or in a box.
I hate when you can't find stuff. It just drives me insane.
My grandmother used to ask St. Anthony to help her.
I just put her back.
I think
she's still here.
Anthony
I just put her back on
the
saint
of missing, lost things.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was such a person.
Oh, those saints had some.
They got a saint for lost and found?
Yeah.
Who is the saint that freaking changes kegs out at the bar? Sometimes some of the bars need that saint, and some of them have a really good saint. They're good at changing out the kegs. I want to know who that saint is.
God,
maybe it's St. Patrick. No,
when you're a kid and you go for to catechism in the Catholic faith, you're going for your first communion. You know, they dress you up like a little bride. They do.
Really?
You wear a veil and a beautiful white
dress.
Here
we go. There it comes.
Oh, somebody's after me.
There it is.
WizKid.
Oh, what a very creative name there, WizKid,
yeah.
Dipshit.
Yeah.
My name is WizKid Stanley.
Guess what, WizKid Stanley? Your ass is getting kicked right to the curb. Hope you don't chip a tooth. All right, hang on real quick. We're almost done. Block. 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 All right, and the first person they picked was your name. That's hilarious. First one that would want to nail them to the wall.
Well, Julie.
You chose poorly with
Julie,
kids.
I want to tell you, I have a son who taught, and I didn't biologically, I didn't give birth to him. He's a boy that I have,
another
I
bastard.
Have affectionately
Fuck.
Adopted. And he tells me, this is real sharp. He's like 30-something now. But he says, before you go to leave a room, take a snapshot mentally of the room. Like, there are my glasses, there's my drink, you know, and it makes sense.
I guarantee he does not do that.
Because he loses.
Nobody on earth can.
He loses everything.
All the time. I mean, that's you probably read that somewhere, and that'd be great if you had, like, no life at all and nothing was on your mind and you just had nothing but time to chill. People are busy nowadays. You don't have time to do that. That's like the perfect scenario. That's what we should all do.
But as we get older, we start getting absent-minded, not thinking. I have put the television controller
all the remote stuff
in the refrigerator.
When was that?
Quite some time ago. Yeah. It was before Daryl was still living.
Well, it wasn't. Okay, that's why I don't remember. Well, you know what? At least it preserved the batteries. Cause, you know, that. When the cooler temperatures, they don't do their little reaction thing real well.
Okay, we still have people holding.
Gee, thanks, Deb. I didn't know that.
No, but I'm...
Yeah, so the next call is what I want to say.
All right.
Yes?
Let's try and finish them off.
Oh, we're not going to finish them all off. That's an unachievable goal. Is that too many? But we can get another one. Oh, my goodness sake. Wait a second. 618, Illinois, 618.
Hello there.
Hi, Dan.
Welcome.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Are you
this guys? Amy.
Amy.
What am I going to do? Hey,
Amy.
Always a pleasure to hear from you. It was a year ago that I remember we met on my portal when I was in Texas and had a reading. Remember that? You and I have
Yes, I do.
This girl and I
have
walked
the whole year and a half, I think.
And we didn't even know each other. She was in the Army. She went for the same MOS that I did. I don't remember the rest of what we did, but yeah.
I'm a nurse now.
She's a nurse now.
Yeah, I was abused and molested as a child, but, you know, it made me who I am. I'm strong, and I'm proud of who I am.
Damn straight there, girl. You bet. You bet. And nursing is a tough profession. I mean, it's like you end up doing all the dirty work. Doctor gets to come in there and, you know, be God.
I am God.
Because I do it in nursing home. And so they become your family. And to have to be there and watch them pass, it's hard, but I also don't want them to pass alone.
Yes, and being in a nursing home, those people need you so much. And
it's rewarding.
We have a ton of abuse and neglect out here in our, like, assisted living, nursing facilities.
Really?
We have, you bet.
Some people could be put to death.
I mean, they
I don't see why they would do that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. They don't get their meds right. You know, they often sit and actually end up with maggot infestations, and it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a lot of hard work. I mean, you got to think their skin is really fragile, so they get bruises and cuts and tears real easily. So people have to be gentle with them.
And why do people go in this profession if they aren't going to commit themselves heart and soul?
Most of them are for money.
Even like how about when you go through a drive-thru for fast food and the person is like ready to chew your ass? What do you want?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't go back.
Well, if you say anything to them, they'll say, if you're going to talk to me like that, I'm not going to take your order. Makes me think.
Yeah, it's not in the world.
Yeah, okay, Amy.
Hi,
so
I'm
calling to see what's going on with me. And so me and Derek broke up, you know, for 2 months, 2.5 months. He came back. I pushed him away this time. I told him that I wasn't going to play his head games no more. That I was done. But he won't block me. He won't quit.
Did they ever get a divorce?
I think it's coming up in August.
Well, then he should sit by himself. Till August.
That's what I'm thinking too. He's kind of in a negative energy that seems like he's like just bouncing from girl to girl right now is what I see.
He has. I can tell you just that my knee-jerk response here is that man is terrified to be alone. So he'll keep bouncing and you don't need to be in the lineup. Yeah.
But he's coming back to me because he don't want to admit that he loves me because he's scared that I'll throw him away and abandon him. Just like everybody else.
He's going to go through life like that until he sits himself down and deals with it, you know. So what do you want me to – how about the others? Do you ever hear from – what's his name, Mike?
Mike? He was back, too. He still every once in a while asks me if I'll go do something, but he's still kind of in that player feel too. I can just feel it.
Sure. Okay.
So I'm kind of wondering, like, is it something new coming up for me, or is it one of those two?
Yeah. All right. Here we. Or yeah. Okay. Give me a moment.
Or another.
Yeah.
Uno momento. for the bilingual folks out there.
Uno momento.
Uno momento. Uno momento. Si. No. I like no. I like no. Cause
isn't no the same? Well, Germany, it's nine.
Nine. No, no. It's the same in Spanish and English. I think that's the only one.
And what
could
is
be
it,
other languages,
what so. In Russian? I forgot.
Нет.
Нет.
Yeah.
Well, you got a new one coming up here.
Okay, good.
Amy's got a stable of men in Illinois.
Oh my God!
I love that.
Damn, you're awful.
That was
I have a shame. Broken men that are paying the asses.
The song didn't say it was raining great men. And the song didn't say it was raining pieces of shit, man. It just said it's raining men in general.
I think this one may actually work within your profession. Maybe not
that's
as a nurse, not as a nurse, but as somebody within the healthcare field. He could be in, what is it? A physical therapy. What's the other one where they deal with breathing? I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Respiratory therapist?
Yes, yes, there it is. Respiratory. He's going to work in something. It's absolutely adorable from what I can tell.
Work with him or am I going to meet him outside and we just happen to be in the same field?
Oh, boy. I think.
Because there's no men that work there.
There's other people around. I think he's going to be somehow coming through your workplace.
Really?
Yeah, and I think he's new to your workplace, this guy. But he treats these elderly people fantastic. He's got a real great sense of humor. He calls the women beautiful and darling. And, I mean, I think you're really going to like him a lot. I really do. So, anyway, he's the next one coming for you.
When is that?
Soon. Very soon. I'm going to, all right, time is very fluid.
Yeah, that, we're not going to give you 13 minutes past the hour of the 4th of our, you're not going to get a damn date and time, okay? Everybody out there on this planet.
Hey, he was pretty accurate one time, though. Well, you know, Deb, you told me that he'd be getting a hold of me within, like, 5 days, you felt, and it was 5 days on the dot.
There. Well, sometimes I can hit it. It just depends. For you, I think it's going to – I'm seeing August, early August for you. So we'll see.
Okay.
All right. And
okay.
That's very soon.
You've got to let that Derek guy – he's almost stalkerish in your cards, you know?
I know.
I've asked her this before. What do you do to these men that they get crazy?
I knew because I don't make any of them last. They just, like, all run. So, apparently, it's nothing that's great.
Well, you do something to them where they just can't get over you, you know?
I treat them how I want them treated.
Well, and that's what they should be smart enough to pick up on.
Yeah. But, you know, they all want to be players. It's breaking up real bad.
Oh, this guy might be the one.
Really? That'd be amazing. Hello?